Hi, my name is Shell Martinez, and I am an Airbnb host in Brooklyn, New York.
So you're not just any host, you are the host who encouraged Airbnb to do something during Hurricane Sandy in New York. So tell me a bit about that.
Let's see. Well, right as we were in the process, right when the hurricane started, I realized that people were going to need places to stay. This was a very serious situation. It was finally kind of spreading over the news, and I had an empty house, and I thought, why don't I open up all the rooms so people can have a place to stay if they're flooded or stranded? And to do that, I wrote an email to Airbnb saying I wanted to open up my house and I wanted to offer the rooms in my house for free because it wasn't actually available to do on the site. Although I did post on the site that the rooms would be for free, it doesn't actually logistically allow you to do that. And I wrote to them, and that's sort of how the whole ball got rolling.
So basically, they turned around to you, and overnight, all the operations team got together and they created a program to allow you to do that. So what happened then?
Well, sort of. It took a little bit longer than that, but that was exactly it. What happened was when I posted up on my Facebook and posted out on some other sites saying that it was open, it was picked up by some news media, which it got back to them, and then they started this whole program because other hosts started reaching out to me saying, we want to do the same thing, and I didn't know how to facilitate the other hosts to do the same thing. So I wrote to Airbnb again and said, all these hosts are writing me, and so we really as a community are wanting to do this. Help us. And they said, no problem. And their developers stayed up all night redoing the site, allowing us to have separate Sandy listings and opening our spaces for free. And I think it came out to be like 1,600 hosts that ended up putting their homes up on Airbnb for free during Sandy.
So tell me about the experience of hosting and what did you get out of it?
Oh, it was incredible. I have to say, considering the fact that it was a disaster, it was probably the most fun that I've had hosting almost in the whole time. It was just a wonderful house full of people from Manhattan, from the Rockaways, from all the areas that were really hit hard by Sandy. We had FEMA workers who didn't have places to stay because there was a fuel shortage. So we had everyone on our couches. We had about 20 people in the house. And it just, you know, with one bathroom, it gets a little tight, but everyone was so wonderful and sort of pitching together, and the energy was so high because we were all coming together. And we just sort of got, you know, we had food supplies and we had electricity and we were in a good space as far as that goes. And so we just cooked communally and people came and went, and it was just a really wonderful energy in the space for that entire time that people were staying in the house during those Sandy days.
And so as a result, there's now the Airbnb disaster response program. And that effectively is down to you?
Kind of, I guess so. It's really exciting that, you know, that was 2 years ago, and you know, all this stuff takes time. But I'm super excited to be part of the program now that's actually becoming part of the whole Airbnb, you know, a bigger picture part of the whole program. And so it's, you know, it's in the very infant stages, but I'm very excited.
So, you know, you and I both here, both passionate about hosting, but also about giving back. What do you hope that Airbnb will do in terms of citizenship and its role?
Well, I'm excited. I'm hoping that they will really become partners with their community, with us as hosts, and really give us the tools to be able to open our homes to people during times of disaster, during special needs, to other nonprofits, and will really partner with us to help us, you know, put it together logistically with all their wonderful technology, and, you know, be our partners to help, you know, be better citizens and better neighbors, and really offer more to our communities.